Hey, all right, that sure was dynamite. Oh, a little soft in the mix there, let's bring that up, all right. Hey, thanks a lot to Rush Evans for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. That was like a hot cup of cocoa that you just pour down your gullet while you're watching your favorite Saturday night shows, maybe a little Touched by an Angel or a little Martial Law starring Sammo Hung. I don't even know if that's on anymore. Hey, everybody. The time is 6 o'clock. You're listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you again very much to Rush. I mean that sincerely for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. We have a very exciting show for you today. Exciting in the sense that I don't know who's doing it. But I will let things work out. In the meantime, let's go with some Boston Spaceships from the Let It Beard album. This is earmarked for Collision. Mask Out Show starts now. Wow, right out of the bat, and I almost cursed. The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This, good golly, is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta. This is the show. Hold on. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community, so anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, you may. The phone number is area code 512. Wow. Let's try that again. Area code 512-472-5667, 472-KOOP. Or you could tweet at us momentarily as I set that up, because that's something I forgot to do. But we're at Mascot Wedding on the Twitter. So you writes it, you tweets it, we'll reads it. We will do that away. We just heard from the Boston Spaceships. That was, I am all over the place right now. From the Let It Beard album, that was earmarked for Collision. That's, again, Let It Beard is one of my favorite albums of the year. So I'm doing a little recap, playing some stuff from stuff I like. If that's all right with you, it better be. What are you going to do about it? Come down to the studio? I'd like to see you try. Speaking of coming down to the studio, Mac Blake is temporarily on assignment right now. We were supposed to do the show together, but I know he is incredibly busy with a lot of things today. So, Mac, if you are hearing this, no rush, no hurry. We will be just fine. We're not going to be fine. I can't do the show all by myself. Everybody knows. Everybody knows a solo show is the worst thing in the world. Yeah, I already had problems with the dumb cord that you plug in your iPod devices with. And look, I'm not one to play music off my iPod normally, but I haven't gotten around to burning a CD of music yet. It's I've been a busy boy, but normally I do play it off CD, but not this month. All right, this month we're getting my priorities shifted. If that's all right with you, I hope it is. And if not, what are you gonna do? I already did that. I already did that bit. Hey everybody, I apologize for the quality of my voice. As I am under the weather right now, hold on one second. Oh, good heavens. That was well-timed, but also poorly timed. If you were listening last week, you heard me tell the story of how a gnat flew down my throat, and I went into this crazy coughing fit, and I ended up vomiting as a result. Well, here's the interesting postscript to that tale. So I coughed so much that the next day, Sunday, my throat was like, it was super raw when I woke up in the morning. Like, you know, like when you cough too much, your throat's hot the next morning. Like, it feels like it's healing itself, but it's like burning energy. Like, there's little tiny welders in your throat trying to repair your throat. That's what my throat felt like, but it was not cause for alarm. I just thought that's how things went. That's fine. Went through the day. I was a little tired, but I figured I was tired because it's Sunday and I've been partying all weekend. like I want to do with my Hawaiian shirts and my my sunglasses with the slits in the eye frame holes. Let's fast forward through the story. Yeah, it turns out I actually did end up getting sick on Saturday. Like, didn't feel it Sunday. Didn't really feel it Monday. Tuesday, I get home after a long day of work at International Tomato. I think I'm going to get a bunch of stuff done because I have nothing on my plate for that night. I was going to do some laundry, do some dishes, get some chores done, get some writing done maybe, which I haven't done in forever. Maybe even watch a movie. It's my day. Right after I take a little bit of a nap, a little napito, climb into bed around 6:30 p.m. Tuesday night. I sleep straight damn through to 6:30 a.m. the next day. There was not even an interruption for a bathroom break. I never once went to the toity or got restless or fidgety. I slept straight on through. But that Wednesday morning when I woke up, oh man, I was crazy sick. But not sick enough to not go to work, because that's where I am right now with my sick days. That's a fun little system we have, where you could just, you sort of have to gamble on the severity of your illness at work, because your work doesn't really, like, trust you enough to just let you go home when you're sick. You sort of have to bank up days and hours. So maybe some days you'll go when you shouldn't go. Well, that was my Wednesday. Well, my Thursday, I went ahead and stayed home. It didn't quite work out so great for old Dave. But Thursday, I got to stay home and watch the rest of watch some movies. It was nice. Watched Attack the Block, which was a lot of fun. Catching up on my 2011s. Short story long, I'm still recovering, and one of the unfortunate side effects of my recovery is that I don't have the best voice in the world. And I am getting crazy winded right now. Like, I am out of breath, and I don't want to put that on you. Pardon me. I don't want to put that on you. I don't want it to ruin your radio listening experience. But, oh, man, I am in a not the best way right now, and I'm trying to figure out the damn password for Twitter. I always forget if that's capitalized or not. I always forget if Mac's favorite basketball player growing up was Yinka Dare or Michael Olowokandi? No, not Yinka Dare. He wasn't a big GW fan. Ah, whatever. We'll figure it out. Okay, so I got it working, actually. Bohonkus 13. I appreciate, you know what? I'll lift your Twitter ban for right now. Because I want everyone to know what Mascot Wedding has to deal with. And look, we have formed some weird bond with Bohonkus 13. I don't want to say I hate him, but I also don't want to say I love him. But either statement could be quite true. Bohonkus 13 writes, "Hey, Mascot Wedding, you know what'll help your throat? Shrooms. Thanks. Bohonkus 13. What time is it? 6:12. Can I just go? Hold on. I'm just going to look for Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. That's 12 minutes long. I'll play that. I'll come back and I'll do some IDs. I'll play Ramble Tamble. That's another 7 minutes. We're going all classic rock. We'll plow through to the clear spot. We'll be fine. I'm kidding. We'll do this show like warriors do. But I want to get a couple things out of the way first, and then we'll put a topic on the table. I might need some help from the callers today. So I'm going to get you guys involved right after a Mascot Wedding open letter. Oh. You guys have no idea how fun it is on this side of the radio watching me struggle. An open letter to, I don't know your name, but you were the guy who decided to dress up as Austin Powers in that Toyota commercial. Hey, gentlemen, that was a bad idea, and I don't know who is on your team who told you that was a good idea, but you need to fire them out of a cannon right now, because, oh man, if you have not seen this commercial, well, then apparently you go to bed at a reasonable hour, or maybe you wake up early enough, I should give you more credit. I apologize. But there is a local Toyota commercial. I think it's local, maybe not regional. But apparently, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but there's like a Toyota-thon or like a Toyota celebration or something to that effect. But the guy who was chosen, and I'm going to go ahead and use my detective skills here. I think he owns that dealership because there's no way someone else signed off on this and said, this is a great idea. Let's hire someone to do this. I think my theory is it's the owner of the Toyota dealership. He is dressed as Austin Powers doing an Austin, like, yeah, baby, Toyota-thon, Camrys. Man, that was not pleasant to listen to. I apologize for that. But be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, it is December 17th, 2011. The first Austin Powers movie. Now, let's do this. Yeah, the first Austin Powers movie came out in 1997, 14 years ago. When did the last one come out? Like 2001? Something like that? That sounds about right. So that's a 10-year gap from the last one. And this guy's dusting that off, and it's not even like, I don't even know if it would be excusable if it was the best Austin. Basically, short of getting Mike Myers to do your ad as Austin, you know what? Actually, probably getting Mike Myers to do anything else would probably be a great idea. Just showing up as himself with his weird 90s haircut still, or showing up as Wayne Campbell or Dieter. Anything would have been a better idea than dressing up as Austin Powers and making an ASS of yourself, because you look foolish, and I do not want to buy a Toyota. It took me 4 times to watch that commercial before I was like, I have to pay attention to what he's selling so I can go on the radio and make fun of it, because I tuned out after that. I was just embarrassed for you, and I was just like, no, I can't. Whatever this guy, I don't care if he's selling The Cure. Just capital T, capital C, the cure for everything. I'm not buying it. Actually, I probably would buy it right now. But you got to take those off the air. You really do. Maybe mix it up. Maybe do something more recent. Dress up as a Wally. You dress up as Wally, and you can fall in love with one of the cars. Yeah, I should have just said you dress up as one of the cars. What am I doing here? Hey, I have a question for you, everybody. Speaking of, this isn't... Hey, you can call if you want. I don't care. 472-5667. So going back to me being sick, and I'll mention it briefly. I'm not going to dwell on the whole thing for the entire show. But so let's put the pencil to this. I've been sick all week. And I've had allergies for the better part of a month and a half, ever since the weather started to change. And like once it started to get cold, that's when my allergies really kicked in. And then before that, like I don't really remember that far back. But okay, we're looking at a good month and a half ago, 2 months ago. That's the last time, and even then it's kind of fuzzy, but that's the last time I remember feeling healthy. Like when is the last time, and maybe it's just me, please. If it's just me and you are in good health right now, God bless you. May God save you and keep you, and all that stuff that is written above the door of a Quality Inn. I don't know, but I can't remember the last time I felt 100% healthy, like free of illness or fatigue or itchiness or pain or joint problems or any of that. I can't remember the last time I felt 100% healthy. And I don't know if it's just me or if this is happening to everybody and we're just settling into it. Because I know several of my friends who are just, who are also fighting allergies, or maybe like, or maybe they're dealing with some crud that just gets passed back and forth throughout their office. Or maybe they've got a recurring nagging injury. And the more I think about it, the more it really bums me out. Because this is all supposed to be in working order, like, and I'm doing a weird marionette dance to show you that I'm illustrating every part of my body. I'm not unlike a marionette. I just said it. I just said marionette. But yeah, like, And here's the thing that really bothers me about it right now, is that I am working, actively working towards, okay? Let me preface that. Let me just emphasize towards. I'm working towards the best shape of my life. And by that, I mean I'm eating healthier, I'm eating less, and at more humane hours of the day, I am drinking less, I'm working out, I'm taking vitamins, I'm getting rest, which I didn't do for the previous 14 years, ever since I moved to Austin. 14, 11, whatever. 13 years, I think. Yeah, I'm getting at least 6 hours of sleep a night. I'm making a point to get 6 hours of sleep a night. I'm doing all these things that everybody tells you to do. And why do I feel so cruddy? Like, this was not part of the deal. I could just go back to the way it was, okay? And I could just go eat party pizzas and just slug shots, and I'll be dead in 4 years, but at least I won't be dealing with this crap that I'm putting out over the airwaves right now. And by that, I mean the sickness, not the quality of the radio. Beep. K.O.P., you're on the air.
Hey. It's me. It's me, Mac Blake.
Mac Blake, good heavens. How are you?
Awful.
Well, what's going on?
Because I slept past the radio show.
No worries.
Yeah, you were talking about not feeling great. And I've gotten 11 hours sleep over the past 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So I just drove back in from College Station.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, but I'll be there in like 5 minutes.
Oh, don't rush, man. Actually, part of that topic that I brought up was because of you, because you were at you were a frayed wire, my man.
My body vibrates, but I apologize to all the listeners out there. Although I got to be honest with you, I was listening just now. Captivating.
Thank you so much. You're a sweetheart.
It's solid. How did it sound to you?
You know, my voice has seen better days, but I'm building up. I'm getting to know everybody. I'm just sitting by the fireside. I was going to throw a topic out there, but I can do a little soft shoe until you get here.
Well, I didn't say it sounded good. Remember when I did a show by myself, I was like, I could tell this is awful. Like, it's pure radio garbage.
Well,
but you're holding it down.
Thank you so much. I'm normally plowing through it to where I don't know until someone calls to tell me get off the air / this earth. But nobody's done that so far, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Stay on this earth.
Yeah, I'm trying real hard.
I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'll see you in a bit. Yeah. All right, bye. Surprise guest. A night of stars. We have celebrity Mac Blake getting ready to make an appearance. Well, shoot. I don't know what he wants to talk about. But I'll throw a topic out there. Maybe a story. And we'll see if it chews on some gristle while we wait for him. I was riding the bus today, as I am wont to do. Oh my God! Sidebar. By the way, kudos, a doff of the mascot wedding cap to Capital Metro, because you know, the buses in this town. Look, public transportation in this town is fair. Let's say that it's not the worst. It's not Houston. Oh by golly! When I get to wherever I'm getting, I'm gonna be in one piece, and I'm not going to be a mule for some sort of narcotic or disease. I don't know. So on the scale of Houston to great, Austin is not Houston in terms of public transportation. Let's say that. Let's build from there. Let's start a rapport with each other, Capital Metro. But I do enjoy it. I do appreciate the public transportation system in this town. But there is something that I noticed today, maybe earlier, and I'll get to that in a second, that knocked me off my feet. I was waiting for a bus. I didn't have a schedule. I was just sort of running errands, running around town, and I knew a bus was coming at this specific stop, so I figured, I got time. I'll just wait here, and when it gets here, it gets here. But then that's what I noticed on the little signpost, pardon me, on the little signpost that tells you which bus you're waiting for, which stop you're at. there was a little sign, and it said this bus route is route number 443 or something. If you want to find out when your next bus is coming, call this number or hold your phone up to this QR code, or you can text this number and text 443, and we'll send you a text telling you when the next buses are coming. That is the greatest idea ever. Thank you so much for answering my letter before I even had to write it, because those stupid little charts that have been on the post for so long, those are Houston quality. All right, that's you're showing me some Houston on that one, and I don't like it. But this text that lets me know not only like when the number 3 bus is coming, but also when the 323 is coming, or the 5, or whatever bus is coming in that area for that post, it tells me the next one that's coming. Actually, it tells me the next 3 that are coming, and that was amazing. So I want to say thank you, Capital Metro, for doing that and stepping boldly into the late 20th century. No, I'll be fair. You stepped into the 21st century. We're not doing QR codes in 1994. I'll give you credit. You step boldly into 2008 and a half. Right there in the sweet spot. Right as Michael Jackson was booting it. Right, 2008? 2009. When did that old man kick it? I don't know. Anyway, so I was riding the bus today and listening to my portable music device. And the Ben Folds song, The Luckiest, came on off his solo debut, Rockin' the Suburbs. It's one of the, I think it was the last song on that album. It's a very darling ballad, very sweet, about how this guy's the luckiest because he found the love of his life or whatever. I don't know. I forget. It's been forever. Why can't you remember this song that you just listened to a couple hours ago, David? I'll tell you why. Because as soon as I heard it, I had to skip it. Why? Because it's been ruined for me by the following story. This is a secondhand story. I wasn't even there for this. But my radio compatriot, Mac Blake, and some other friends of mine, they once went to a wedding for a coworker at the time, someone who used to work at International Tomato a long, long time ago. And at this wedding, at the reception, the groom decided to gift unto his new bride the song The Luckiest, that he sang and performed himself, presumably, and that sounded like the most painful thing in the world. Even just hearing the story sucked a lot, to the point where I can't even listen to that song anymore. It's been ruined for me. So, ladies and gentlemen, stepping in. Do you want time to get your bearings? I'll tell you what, let me just finish the topic, and then we'll take a break. We'll catch up. So as I was saying, this song ruined for me. So the topic on the table, we're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, if you want, we'll touch on the topic. If not, whatever. But the topic is, this has been ruined for me. So I want to hear things that you used to like or used to not care about or whatever, you know, just, you know, was sort of there, but then something happened and it was ruined for you. Sound good, Mac?
That sounds real good.
Wait a second. I was promised Mac Blake.
I'm sorry, you got Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal, what are you doing here?
I was in local neighborhood Radio Shack. I don't want to do that. I'm real sorry. That sounds great, David.
Okay, great. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll play a song.
I was thinking you have a really good Shaquille O'Neal impression. Is it ruined when I do it?
No. Well, trust me. If you ever want to usurp any of my impressions, today is the day to do it because I have nothing in the tank voice-wise.
I don't.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
Maybe a call from a certain Latino is going to happen.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right, we're going to play some telekinesis. This is Car Crash.
Clean break.
Thank you. Yes, our stupid thing that plays announcements went down. I will figure that out. But you are listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake, I'm pretty sure.
Do you want to do your part of the intro?
Oh, yeah.
let's do this all the way through.
This is the show where the phone lines have been open to the community. Community for 32 minutes. If you want to call in any part during this show, I recommend now because there's not a lot of show left. The phone number is 472-5667-472-KOOP. Anything said in this show has been the person that, oh my gosh, the computer is making weird things at us. David, get away from the derezzer.
No!
Oh, he's in a fight for his life in a gladiator style tournament against computer programs that look like people that created them, because that's how computer programs work. Yes, of course.
You don't sound frazzled at all.
Oh, boy.
I do want to read a tweet because I feel like I need to offer this courtesy to someone who is about to get tweet-spended. Skullfront says, lost my phone privilege in the diggy-da-do. Tell my girl I should be out for Christmas. Well,
what does that mean?
That means, oh wait, hold on. Now you're already tweet spended. You know what that means? That means this clown's trying to do his own show.
Tweet spended. Last time I read your tweets.
Tweet spended.
Meow, meow, meow.
And we've got a call. Do you want to take that?
Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm required to do this. Oh, you got us. You got us.
You got us. You just heard Telekinesis. What? My goodness, I need to catch up. You just heard Telekinesis from their album. it's not even worth it.
You know what? Go ahead. If you guys like fun, you can Google search, or not Google search, but go on Twitter and search at Mascot Wedding.
Uh-huh.
And just, there's a second show going on online.
Yeah, it's a real Hooverville. It's just it's the internet's equivalent of just cardboard boxes filled with human waste waiting for jobs, or they're going to shiv you. I don't know.
Ah, jeez. Ah, boy. I'm President Hoover. History will remember me kindly, right? No, President Hoover. Also, there's a vacuum named after you, so if you Hoover something, you suck a lot of it. Ah, jeez.
Hold on. Which one of the sweat hogs was a Hoover?
I got a note. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, how are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I got a thing about something's ruined.
Oh, yeah, could you turn in your radio as
well? Yes, it is turned down now.
I appreciate it, Eric.
What do you got?
Christmas? Ruined.
What? Was it one singular event, or is it just an accumulation of your life?
Both, but basically one singular event.
Okay, let's hear it.
One Christmas, my brother got a Commodore 64 computer.
Solid.
And I got a sweater. And it sucked.
Uh-huh.
Sweater.
What's the age difference between you and your brother?
4 years.
Four years? Wait, so how old are you when this went down?
17 or 18.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. And I'm assuming this was... Okay, well, shoot, actually, this changes everything. Was it a younger or older brother?
It was a younger brother.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
okay.
I assumed it was older. You were just screwed over in the pecking order.
Exactly.
Oh, that's got to be the worst then.
It hurt. It still hurts.
Sure.
Did he get like a Commodore 64 and you got like a briefcase and a job application? Like, get out of here.
Pretty much.
Oof.
Could you, not to give away too much about yourself, but could you give us the approximate like year, like when this happened?
I believe this was going to be 1983. Two.
Were you asking David to make sure it was year appropriate, not like last year?
Right, yeah, a little bit. I wanted to make sure you weren't bent about missing out on the Commodore 64 4 years ago.
You can tell this is formative. So that sucks. That really you got Christmas shafted.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got jobbed on that one. So,
but hey, how old are you now, buddy? You're an adult, right? You got a job?
Yeah.
You can buy your own video games. Go out there, just get your own video. Forgive Christmas. Let Christmas slide on this one.
I've been carrying this pain around for years.
What's your name again? Mark?
Eric?
Sorry, Mark.
All right. My brother's name is Mark, though.
Oh.
Oh, weird.
We've got a surprise for you. Let's pull up line two. Eric, I want to do something with you real quick.
Okay.
Hello, Eric. I'm Christmas.
Hey.
Christmas, past, present, or future?
I am just Chad Christmas.
Okay, sorry.
You
clearly have a thing.
The regional rep for Christmas. I want to apologize to you for wrongs that have been done to you in the past on my day.
Alrighty.
Do you forgive?
I accept.
See, now we're back. Now we're back. Way to go, Eric.
Look at that, Eric. You had something that was ruined for you, and that thing apologized.
Yeah, and now I'm healed.
Good.
You're a whole human.
Get some nog in you.
Yes.
Go nog it up.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have you already complained about eggnog?
No, I haven't.
Look, I like eggnog, but they are not making it easy.
No, not at all.
First, having egg in the title. Like, I don't care if it's made from eggs. Just don't sell me that I'm drinking them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not Rocky.
Yeah, and then nog?
That's... Like,
nothing else is called nog.
Right.
That's a clue that that is not a popular name among things to drink.
Yeah, you might as well just like, hey, you want some ham gunk?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, man. Could you dump some egg slop in me?
Could you just scrape that off the top?
Yeah. That sounds gross.
It sounds pretty much the worst.
But however, it's tasty.
You know what? I never acquired a taste for the nog.
I was going to say a really weird sentence.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was a milk baby. That's what I was going to say.
Sure, born during the milk boom.
No. But I always liked milk as a kid.
Of course.
Like, you know, I was like, milk and cookies. Like, and like, no one, people in my family did not like milk. And I remember when I found this out, I was crazed about it.
Well, somewhere along the way, milk stopped being a staple for me. And I think that was around college because milk had an expiration date and I wasn't one to stay on top of that. That was for mommy. And so it fell off the shopping list. And now it's like a delicacy. Now it's like, hey, I just got broken up with. I think I'll buy some cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk at the gym.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they're pretty great. There's a lot of things that like oddly fell off my shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a testament to what were they doing in there in the first place?
Yeah.
Like I was at a grocery store. I don't want to endorse anything, but you know it was H-E-B. And as I was... passing in the cookie aisle, because that is an aisle to me. The Snackwell's Devil's Food thing.
Oh, sure.
Remember how those were like hot property for a while?
Yeah.
I remember like being like, oh, like every time I go to the grocery store, I gotta get some Devil's Food. And then at some point, I became a GD adult, I guess, and stopped like buying like, oh, consistently, I need cookies.
Right.
I cannot go a week without some cookies.
How did that happen? Like, was it just some? Was it like a Beanie Babies type thing where they just made it rare so everybody wanted it? Because they weren't that great.
I think it was more that they were the first ones to offer a fat-free devil's food cookie.
Sure. Actually, that makes a ton of sense.
Man, that must have pissed the devil off.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, because someone took his food and made it not so awful for him.
Well, how do you know they didn't make a deal with him?
Whoa.
Twist.
Good luck putting a hat on this head, David.
Go back to bed, America.
He just blew my mind. man, I don't know. I feel like a lot of things have been ruined for me by fans of things.
Oh, sure.
I think we've talked about that quite a bit. I know something's ruined for me. So I read this book one time by Chip Kidd. Okay. Chip Kidd, usually a designer.
Okay.
He's kind of a famous book designer, if such a thing exists. Like he did the cover to Jurassic Park back in the day.
Sure,
and
sure.
You know, all these other things. Anyway, he wrote a novel. He's actually written a couple novels, but his first one was called The Cheese Monkeys. And I liked it. And so I went to a book, and the design of the book was nice too. And so I went to his book reading, and he did the voice instead of just like, you know, let's say the excerpt was like, you know, and the old lady said, "You should go to art school," or something like that. Instead of just reading it, he did voices for all the characters.
Okay.
And every second that he talked, he just was like, "I can't stand you and your awful voice."
Yeah.
Because he's like, "Oh, I want to go to the store." And it was like, "That's how she," and it was like, "Stop. That's like, why is your character Muppet?" Like, it was awful. And I was like, "No, I did this book." Because, like, if I read this book now, again, I'm just going to picture these awful characters. You've ruined it for me. Like, imagine if it was like, you know, Charles Dickens was like, "Thanks for coming to the Barnes & Noble. I'm glad Tale of Two Cities has really gone over well. Let me crack this open. I'll do a reading from it. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times." And you'd be like, "What are you?
This? Can I just read it on my own? No, it has to sound like this.
It's awful."
Yeah, that stinks.
Awful stuff.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking of something else.
No, what were you thinking of?
I was trying to think of, because you said like a book was ruined for you. And I was like, I think the act of reading is ruined for me. And I just went off on a tangent in my head about how I don't read that much anymore. because I can't, I think I've talked about this on the show before, I can't get physically comfortable when I read. Like, I'll either my neck will hurt or my back will hurt, or like I'll get like a little sick if I look at a page for too long. And I tell people this and like, you're just faking it. Like, no, I used to be crazy smart and I would love to keep being smart, but it hurts.
Yeah. Speaking of things that have been like ruined for you, I think the AV Club had like a list one time of something that's been ruined for you. And they were talking about, somebody was like, oh, mention the Shins. And I was like, oh, it's hard to listen to that after that one guy got arrested for beating up his lady friend.
He did?
Martin Crandall.
Oh, so not...
I think they... Ooh, boy.
Yeah, don't go spreading, but...
No, there was definitely some domestic violence there that maybe happened both ways.
Yeah.
But there was pictures of the girlfriend there. She was on America's Next Top Model. This is like turned into Celebrity Corner over here.
Ooh, dish.
Yeah. But there's been stuff like that where once people are scumbags,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to enjoy it. Like, I don't know. Were you ever huge into Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When you found out that dude was awful, Michael Richards, did that when you're watching it, it's hard to move on from that? Or were you like, he's fine?
No, I wouldn't
say. Were you separate the two?
That was a unique circumstance. While I don't.
Because it's not like when you're watching the show, you're like, this guy's really funny. I'm glad he's not a racist.
Right, exactly. There's that. But also, like, I don't condone what he did at all. Like, that's, you know, that's awful. Nobody wants to hear that. But on the other hand, it was done at a comedy club. And, like, this is a guy who just did not do stand-up and was trying something out. And just talk about a guy who just could not find his way. And, like, if you recorded everything that happened at a comedy club and put it online, you would see some reprehensible stuff. And he just happened to do something reprehensible on a night. Like, he was caught on one of the worst nights to ever catch him, and it went worldwide. I'm giving him a wider berth than I would anybody else. But I think not because he's Michael Richards, not because he's Kramer, I don't care, but I think because he was a comedian, if that makes any sense. So yeah, but yeah, that is weird. Like, to see stuff, to go back and watch it, or to see him like do stuff now, like the Curb Your Enthusiasm season that he did. It was like, you had to give him a job.
By the way, we get some tweets.
Yeah.
Regular karate. Lance Gilstrap says, please don't say hot property without permission. Lance, of course, is in a sketch comedy group with us and the fabulous Nick Ramirez.
Yes.
Called Hot Property. Hip Hop Array says, did you get Inco back up and working? That's the inside baseball question there. Thank you, Ms. Manners. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Dave Justice says, Mac is making some great points, exclamation mark. I won't be able to tune in next week, so please save this tweet and read it then.
Wait a second. Great, making great points?
Well, here's what happened. Okay. I saw that guy this week.
Yes.
Because I went to a comic book store.
Oh, okay.
Which I like going to.
Sure.
A whole bunch. And I was like, he's like, sometimes, and I'm like, hey, thanks for tweeting in. I appreciate it, as I appreciate most tweeters staring at you people who've been tweet submitted.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes I can't listen in. And I'm like, I'll tell you what, if you can't listen to the show, just tweet in and say, I'm doing great. I'm really just kicking A.
That's really cute. That would have been great if he had tweeted that while you were gone. He'd just been gone the entire show.
Yeah,
that would have driven me to madness. Max, for you. What? Mac died of fire 15 years ago today.
David, that's the thing. What if I was doing the show and you weren't here and you were a ghost?
Tweet, yes.
Be like an American Her Story.
Ugh.
KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Earlier today on the Lounge Show, they played a version of something about Christmas. It's a Slade song, but it was a cover of by somebody else. Can you tell me who did it?
How would we know that 8 hours later?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me go through the no. Let me go through the cards. We have a card system set up.
I know it's a question.
I knocked over the cards.
Oh, David, you had the answer right there.
I knocked over all the cards. I'm sorry. I have to sort through all these. Can you call back tomorrow around 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
No, okay, great.
No, actually.
All right, thanks a lot.
Oh, sure. Bye-bye. All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, geez.
Mac, don't get me a Christmas present. That was it.
Oh, Dave, what time does Mr. Robillard want us to be at his house to sort his laundry?
He said when we're done here.
Actually, I bet being Jay Robillard's assistant pays pretty well.
I bet it does.
He's a very busy man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus you get cool points for hanging out with him.
That's true. Man, you should see the way he comes across as friendly on the radio, but when you get off, that guy is all business.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his fingers in a lot of pies.
He sure does.
There's a lot of clubs downtown. I'm not going to say their name.
Mm-hmm.
But when those owners couldn't pay tribute, those clubs magically burned down.
Yeah, exactly. We were paying tribute to those clubs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. You feel me on this one? You see where I'm going with this?
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Sometimes Jay looks at someone and he goes, "Don't make me push your button." And then sometimes that person, "Look at my bunny ears, David," quote unquote, moves to Dallas.
Uh-huh. That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
It's called the lounge show for a reason.
Yeah.
Because he's the lounge music.
Yeah. He kept referring to the dump button. But I was riding with him one time, and there was a hatchet in between the seats. And I go, "Hey, what's this?" And he goes, "That's my dump button."
Oh, my gosh.
I go, "Oh." He's like, "Yeah, that's for when people spend too much time in my face." It's like, wow. So there's that out there. He'll hatchet you.
Yeah, I was driving around.
Sure, sure.
As I want to do, because, you know, you don't want to make the guy mad.
Never.
And I stopped short. I got distracted and, you know, braked a little too hard. And he changed up the route, took me by a graveyard, and he goes, "Hey, next time you stop short like that, pick out a spot." It's terrifying.
That was nice of you to let you pick out your spot, though.
Oh, not in his place. It wasn't all that great.
He's got a heart of gold.
It was behind a Waffle House.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's where they dump their leavings.
I know. That's bury me like a human, at least. As a human. Hey, David.
Yes, sir.
I know we don't have a lot of time left in the show.
We got time.
I'd like to debut a new segment.
Please do.
David, I feel like sometimes we are too quick to judge.
Absolutely.
For example, best of year lists, they've been coming out since like first week of December.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's like, how come, do you guys, have you seen every movie out?
Uh-huh.
Like, you've already seen Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. How do they know that Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows
right
is going to crack that number one? You see everything.
Yeah.
And I know that like once a new year hits, people are like, "Man, old news, boo, boring, awful, stupid." But no. Sometimes you gotta, how great were the Oscars be? How much more accurate if they gave them out 5 years later?
Oh, that would be, are you kidding me? That would mess up everybody for the better.
I mean, yeah, it'd be like 5 years later, you think Forrest Gump's still being Pulp Fiction?
No, absolutely not.
So now, David, thanks to the magic benefit of hindsight,
ooh,
we're having a new segment called Mascot Wedding. Bong, time has told.
Okay.
Sometimes time will tell. Time has told.
I'm looking forward to this. This
okay, here's number one, David.
Yes.
So there's a movie coming out called Jonah Hex.
Okay.
Based on the DC Comics property.
Right.
The movie eventually starred, what's his face? That guy?
Josh Brolin.
Thank you. Josh Brolin. I have it written down. Josh Brolin.
Okay.
It was written by the guys who did Crank, and supposedly they started directing it, Monsieur's Neville Dean and Taylor.
Yeah.
And they abandoned it, and the subsequent movie that came out was awful.
Yes, that's true.
In fact, I think it was only 88 minutes long.
No, less than that. It was 78.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Like, they had to put, like, a Pixar short in front of it.
Yeah, they had to. However, originally up for that role was not Josh Brolin. It was Thomas Jane.
Okay.
Thomas Jane, the Punisher.
Yes, yeah.
He was in the movie The Mist. He's the star of the movie, TV series Hung.
That's right.
When that came out, he wanted to be in that movie, and so he had a makeup artist make him up like Jonah Hex, who has got a scar on his face.
Yeah.
Half his face is like scarred up. And so he had a makeup artist put him in Jonah Hex makeup and a little cowboy hat and took a picture of himself as Jonah Hex. And he didn't get the role. It seemed kind of real desperate at the time.
It did.
He looked real stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, put me in this movie. It's like, ooh, I'm glad you dressed up for it. I'm glad you got to play a little makeup.
Oh, well, thanks for going the extra yard. Professional working actor, you didn't have to do that. Now hit the bricks.
What if Leonardo DiCaprio was like, I want to be J. Edgar Hoover. And so he shot a little video of him just like walking around a convenience store being like, I got something on you, Hunt's ketchup. You know, like, I don't drink Red Bull.
That's a good Jedgar.
Yeah, thank you. But now that the past is past, and Jonah Hex has come out, who looks better? Did Thomas Jane, who looked like a fool, did he actually dodge a bullet? Or does he still look really sad? Or, because does Brolin look worse for actually being in the movie? Who do you think, now that history has come and gone, made off better?
I think it's a total, if I may cheat my way out of this.
Yes.
I think it's a wash.
Oh.
In the sense that Brolin Okay, nobody saw the movie, so Brolin wasn't tainted.
Okay.
But everyone knows the movie's bad, so Thomas Jane isn't tainted. Like, his desperation would have looked bad if it was a blockbuster, but because that movie was such a stinker, everybody focuses on that part and not the Thomas Jane desperation part.
You don't think it hurts Josh Brolin's bankability as a leading man? Like, because that was like a summer movie starring Josh Brolin.
Oh, it totally was, but it wasn't a summer movie starring Thomas Jane. Like... I'm thinking of the Sean Young Catwoman analogy.
Yes.
Where she lobbied hard, and she was also crazy, by the way.
Yep.
But that movie was a huge success.
Yeah, now it just does a feather in the cap of people to go, look how crazy Sean Young is.
Right, exactly.
So you think that people will be like, yeah, Tom Jane should try for that role. Good thing he didn't get it because it's a piece of crap.
Yeah, I think so.
So you think time has told that no winners.
I think, yeah, no winners across the board.
Here's this is an easier one.
Okay.
Time is told. Staying in actors.
Okay.
When they're looking for the new James Bond to replace Pierce Brosnan,
I believe so. Yes.
That Serbian guy who played for a while?
Yes.
Brosnovich. Yeah, oh, sorry, Brosnovich. They originally were going with Clive Owen.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Clive Owen turned them down, and the role went to Daniel Craig.
Right.
The role Clive Owen turned him down for was he wanted to do Shoot 'Em Up instead.
Uh-huh.
So now that we've how many years has it been since Casino Royale?
Casino Royale was 2007 was Casino Royale.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 2008.
Time is told. Now, looking at their careers, who do you think wins that one?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, Daniel Craig crushes that one.
Going away. Are you kidding me? That's a boat race. Clive Owen's he's on the dock, he's holding a rope and the ship is gone.
Look, I like Clive Owen.
Yeah.
And if Clive Owen is in a movie, much like, what's that guy's name? If Sam Rockwell's the star of a movie, I'm kind of curious about it.
Oh, yeah.
If we talked about the show, which doesn't happen a whole lot. Sorry, Sam Rockwell. But here's the, let's go back and see when Daniel Craig just made Casino Royale.
Uh-huh.
Let's nail that down first. Because he did make Children of Men.
That was,
After? All right,
that was 07.
Casino Royale was 2006.
Uh-huh.
So instead of being James Bond, what did he do instead? Okay. He was in Shoot 'Em Up. Oh, so Shoot 'Em Up was in 07.
Okay.
Children of Men was in 06.
Okay.
But Shoot 'Em Up came up afterwards, so he already made Children of Men.
Right.
And then he was in Elizabeth the Golden Age.
Nope.
The International.
Nope.
International, by the way. Boring.
Yeah.
Duplicity.
No.
I like Duplicity, but yeah, I don't know. Killer Elite. Oh, wow. You get to play opposite Jason Statham.
Wow. Third build in a Statham movie.
Yeah. You think Craig would have taken that?
No. You kidding me?
Nah.
Mop the floor with everybody.
Craig wouldn't waste his time with that.
Yeah, yeah. He'd make you go get his popcorn window to go see it.
Yeah. He's like, after I kill Statham, what happens the next hour and 26 minutes?
What happens the next 110 pages in this thing?
By the way, I'm such a stupid idiot for stuff like this, where if you're like, if I was movie executive, I'd be like, here's the premise.
Yeah.
Statham versus Craig. And I'm like, I'm on. Let's see this.
Where's my bag of cash?
And then you go see it, and you're like, in the competition, who could be the better daddy? Like, oh,
still,
dang it.
Still.
Really?
Still, yes.
You take it. So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Craig, it's basically the plot of Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Sure.
Where he is dating, what's the name, a pretty lady actress? We'll put a pretty lady in there.
Keira Knightley.
So Keira Knightley, no one's going to believe this, had a baby. And it was Daniel Craig. But Daniel Craig didn't know. And now he wants to come back in this lady's life and raise the kid. But she just met a new guy. It's Jason Statham.
Yeah.
So they're both trying to win the affections of Keira Knightley. But they're doing it by, being a good father along the way. They learn about themselves.
Sure, sure.
Would you want to see that?
Yeah.
God, that sounds kind of awful, but awful in a kind of a...
I trust them.
Yeah, they'd be like, what did you both do? Well, let's see this.
Let's play this one out.
I don't trust Statham.
Yeah, that's true.
The Dungeon Siege? What is that? Whatever that
you
thing is?
You know what?
You watched that.
I did.
Well, that wasn't good.
That was something else.
Well, what was that thing called? Was it Dungeon Siege?
It was yeah, something like that. Oh, shoot. We should get out of here.
Yeah, we should get out of here.
For more information about Mascot Winning, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwinning.com. Email us, mascotwinning@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Thank you to everybody for being patient with us. I'm not talking into the microphone right now. You get it.
Oh, man. I was going to play this song by the band The Like. Have you played The Like before?
I sure have.
Yeah, it was great, but I forgot to put it on my iPad.
Yep.
So instead, we will go out with, this is good. This is always a good time. The band Tennis has got a new album coming out, but they're teasing us. The album's coming out in, you know, 2012. But they're teasing us with a new single. This is Origins. David.
Yes.
That's it for me.
Oh, all right. Clear Spot's coming up next.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.